Hi, this is Chip Chipson, and welcome to everyone's favorite show, Talking History. Okay, settle down, folks. We have a great show tonight and some wonderful guests from the past. Tonight, we'll be learning about the Middle Ages. Let's bring out our first guest, King Edward.
You must be thrilled to have me as a guest. I am a king, you know?
And so modest. Okay, to start, can you tell us how you became king?
Not much to tell, really. My father died and I became king. Not anyone can be king, you know? You must be a noble and the son of a king. Isn't that what it's like here?
Not exactly. So, why do you get to be king?
Well, and I can't believe I have to explain this. I am special. My ancestors were chosen by God to rule, so they ruled. I was born, so I must rule too, as will my descendants after me.
So how do you stay in power?
I keep people happy. I give nobles an inheritance return. I give people to me. They pay me tax and provide me with knights and when I needed them to fight in the battle.
Interesting. Well, let's keep it rolling and bring out our next guest, Lord Sebastian.
Thank you for inviting me. Hello, Your Highness.
It's good to see you. By the way, are your taxes collected yet? You're a bit late.
Sorry, sir. It will be done soon. My circles have been lazy this year.
Excuse me. We have a show to do here.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, what would you like to know?
Well, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a lord. That means I have control of a large piece of land called a manor. My manor is actually quite large. It's called Wasabi and has a river, a mill, lots of pasture lands, serves and
wow, that sounds expensive. How did you pay for all that?
I didn't. Not really. I inherited it from my father. I just sort of paid rent to keep it.
What do you mean, sort of pay rent?
I have to give King Edward a portion of my crop, and when asked, I need to provide him with knights to fight in his wars, which are quite expensive.
Oh, I see. You're a farmer?
Oh, heavens no. I never get my hands on it. Can you imagine the thought of it?
Hey, Lord, farming? That's funny as the idea of a person flying.
Actually, you know what? Never mind. Let's bring out our next guest, Thomas Hill.
My lord. Sire, it's an honor to be here with you too.
Thomas, it says here that you're a serf. What's that like?
Awful. I'm at the bottom of society.
Could you tell us a bit more?
Sure. I live on Lord Sebastian's land and almost all the crops I grow belong to him. I only get to keep a amount, so no matter what, how hard I work, I will always be poor. Sometimes if Lord Sebastian needs more money or supplies for any army, foreign army, to support our king, I barely have enough left to feed my family every day.
Then you should work harder.
Yeah, work harder, you lazy, sir.
When's the last time you did hard work on an empty stomach?
I missed lunch once.
Goodness, that sounds awful. How did you survive?
See what I mean?
I do, but I think our audience doesn't quite understand how the whole system works. Could you guys explain it to me? I mean, them, again?
Sure, it's simple. I'm the king of the land. I own everything and everyone in it. Unfortunately, I can't be everywhere in my kingdom at once, so I have divided it up into large chunks of land called manors. I give these matters to people I trust to support me, people like Sebastian.
And it's my responsibility to use my manner to make money to support Edward the King. Edward used that money to take care of us. If he is ever threatened or if he wants to conquer more land, it is also up to me to provide him horses, supplies, trained warriors called knights, and sometimes serfs to be regular soldiers.
And what do I get for all my hard work and loyalty? I don't get to lose any permission to get married. I have to pay high taxes and have to serve in Edward's army.
Surely you get some benefit, don't you?
Well, yes. If we are ever attacked, Lord Sebastian or King Edward will protect me and my family.
Of course I will defend you. Without your labor, the whole system falls apart.
Yes, and you're forgetting that if we are attacked, you can take shelter along with your family in my castle.
Oh, so what you're saying is that of the three of us, me and serfs like me are the most important.
Most important part of us not working.
Ha! Huh.
Okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Just had something stuck in my throat.
All right, then. Well, I can see we are just about out of time for tonight's episode. Please tune in next time to learn more about the past on Talking History. Good night. I want to thank Hunter, Anon, and Jaden for helping me out on this episode. They did a very good job. Thank you very much.